Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen. Read by Juliet Stevenson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Jane Austen. Sense and Sensibility. I am never too busy to think of Sense and Sensibility. I can no more forget it than a mother can forget her sucking child. Thus joked Jane Austen in a letter to her sister Cassandra, describing her work on the story, and indeed the care and attention she lavished on this, the work which was to be her first published novel, was akin to a mother's love and devotion to her firstborn. Jane Austen was born on the 16th of December, 1775, the seventh child of the family. At that time, her father was rector of the Hampshire village of Steventon, near Basingstoke. She became a well-educated young woman. Together with her sister Cassandra, she was sent to good boarding schools in her early years, before continuing her education at home with her father. Sense and Sensibility was many years in its production, and is said to have begun its life, together with First Impressions, Jane Austen's early version of Pride and Prejudice, sometime in the 1790s, when Jane was still a very young woman. At this point it was written in the epistolary style, the series of letters it described being entitled Eleanor and Marianne. By 1799, a maturing Austen had redrafted her work into the style we know today, a novel describing events mostly from Eleanor's viewpoint. And further revisions followed between 1809 and 1810, before the work was accepted for publication by T. Egerton.